Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. How could I not open with that? Yes.
Well, you know, it's just tradition, isn't it? And terribly excited, of course, about the Eurovision Song Contest. I mean, not...
I was going to play something about that, actually. So hang on. What happened... Okay, what happened with Eurovision? What is, because I don't actually watch it, I'm not going to lie. Except for the movie with Will Ferrell, I would probably not know much about it.
Well, it's just the most glorious camp fest that's ever been invented. It's absolutely every year it gets British people up in arms about how nobody seems to vote for us and everybody hates us. And then we go, oh yeah, but our song was Pants. Apart from that. But it's just extraordinary and fun and stupid as long as you don't take it too seriously. Although, of course, there's this constant accusation that the UK doesn't take it that seriously.
That's what I thought was the actual issue. And I'm grateful that they allowed you back even after the Brexit.
Well, they had to because the UK is one of the five nations who pays for the things.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. So, do Britain mind being a part of quote unquote Eurovision?
Well, we play in European football championships. I mean, to be honest, you know, Brexit
fair
was
play,
always
fair
a divider
play.
Anyway between us. But yeah, I mean, Ireland being eliminated before the final, and it was a song that most people seem to actually rather like. Ukraine being the favourites for no decent musical reasons, just because it's Ukraine.
Right,
and boy,
at this
do
time.
We feel sorry for them. But actually, Britain's Sam Ryder, now those who do TikTok might know Sam Ryder, he's a TikTok star, he is actually second favourite. And I'm taking a step back and saying, don't be daft. We're not, you know, those days are gone, but it could be interesting. And of course, there'll be all the nonsense hair and the weird, I think it's flamenco dancing, mechanical bulls, and there are some sort of ribbons and streamers involved. Well, I mean, it's going to be weird.
It always was. Yeah. Sticking around that area, Finland's NATO plans are putting them directly in the sidelines of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, President and Prime Minister, they announced that they intend Finland to join NATO to end decades of neutrality and determined neutrality as well. They've absolutely resisted the overtures of the Warsaw Pact at one stage, Russia, the European Union, etc. So the formal business of applying to join has begun. I think it's Sunday is really the day when they sort of hand their notice in. And given that Finland has a 1,300-kilometer border with Russia, Vladimir Putin has instantly made all kinds of threats, talking about retaliatory steps. Sweden is also now set to end its neutrality and join NATO. So exactly what President Putin feared was happening, exactly what he did not want to happen, he has created. His invasion of Ukraine has prompted two otherwise neutral countries to say, do you know what? We're hanging our hat with the Germans, the French, the Americans, the Brits, etc. So well done, Vladimir Putin. Explain that to your people.
Yeah, well, that's nice when they, you know, propaganda, they, however outlandish, kind of works over there. And COVID complacency, funny you mentioned this. We've just been talking to one of our chief sort of epidemiologists yesterday about the fact that we've clocked 10,000 new cases. We were hovering around just under 2,000 a day. And so we're now over 10,000 a day. What complacency is happening with Prime Minister Gordon Brown?
Former British Prime Minister, yeah, absolutely. Gordon Brown, yeah, he's having a pop. He is, of course, these days a health financing ambassador for the World Health Organization. So he comes at it from an angle, obviously. But he, in his words, the world risks sleepwalking into another COVID variant crisis, that countries are simply not prepared, in many cases are pretending that it's not happening, and that in particular low-income countries need help to increase vaccination rates. And Gordon Brown urges the sharing of vaccination, tests, treatments, etc. His comments, of course, are timely. You're talking about the rise in South Africa, Shanghai's move into the toughest COVID lockdown yet, and they've been that way for, what is it now, 5 weeks? North Korea openly reporting its first COVID cases. This is a country with no formal vaccination program at all, although I bet you Kim Jong-un has had one. And yet, if you, for instance, right now popped over to my continent, to Europe, virtually no masks, no tests, no restrictions. We are, I mean, to some extent, I think necessarily we are kind of going on. But are we actually nodding to the fact that we're sort of okay-ish and a lot of the parts of the world are not?
Certainly so. And then Nazi treasure trove, where was this found?
Yes. Don't you love a Nazi treasure trove? It's got to be a film with Matthew McConaughey or something.
No, but I told you to watch Hunters. Remember Al Pacino? Oh, I mean, it was possibly a year or more ago. So obviously you remember everything I say to you every single weekday. But Hunters starring Al Pacino, where they hunt, they actually hunt Nazis, but then they find the treasure along the way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they're hunting Nazis in this case, but they're certainly hunting the treasure. And this bunch of hunters, they've uncovered a mysterious metal canister buried 3 meters below the surface in a very small village in southern Poland, a place called Minkowiski. Now, what they think is that this could be part of the 48 crates of gold and jewels, potentially 10 tons of ill-gotten gains stolen and collated by the Nazis, worth possibly $1 billion, seized by Polish police at one stage, then the SS, and then when the Nazis saw that Russia's Red Army was heading their way, they buried it. That is the belief. Now, naturally, being, you know, a treasure-hunting team, we're talking secret documents, a diary, and some long-lost maps. At this point, I think Nicolas Cage enters into our film. I mean, can you imagine the hundreds of excuses, though? Because one of the places they're searching is underneath a palace that used to be used as a brothel by the SS. So hang tight, darling. I'm off to dig for gold at a brothel. Yeah, okay. See if you can get away with that one.
So, I mean, what are the legalities around the discovery of Nazi treasure?
Good point. And it won't return to the owners 80 years later unless there are specific family heirlooms in there. So if somebody comes forward and says, well, actually, my grandmother had this bracelet. But putting two and two together on that will be really difficult. But they have to get permission from the Polish government in the first place to dig. If they recover an enormous stash, and to some extent, I think it then gets divided up a little bit. You know, the government will want it; it'll sell it, but it'll want its cut. The hunters will get a fair bit of it, but I don't suppose any of the victims of the Nazis will ever get a sniff. Really, not realistically.
Adam, I hope you've got a fantastic weekend ahead. What are you looking forward to?
Well, apart from Eurovision, of course.
Of course, the finals tonight. Am I right?
Saturday.
Saturday. Sorry.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. Apart from that, do you know what? I'm looking forward to sleep. Isn't that what most people say when they get up early through the week? I'm just looking.
That's
forward
right.
To sleep.
Normally for me, you're quite right. Yeah. Okay. That is as good a gift and reward as any, and probably the best actually for us as human beings. So enjoy
absolutely
the
right.
Sleep. Adam Gilchrist with your world.